Today on Real Life Radio.
Faith is able to receive. Do you have faith in God? Are you able to trust Him? Then you'll be able to receive from Him. When you and I do not receive from the Lord, it's because we are not trusting Him.
This is Real Life. Welcome to Real Life Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible.
You know, in a hectic world, it's hard to find a moment's peace. A beautiful sunrise on a quiet beach gives temporary solace. But daily inspiration that will guide and uplift our spirits is what we need the most. It's why people of all ages are turning to devotions with Jack Hibbs. There's a new devotion each week, and previous devotions you can go to start each day with purpose and hope. Jack Hibbs devotions are available on our website at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com, where faith meets real life.
On today's edition of Real Life Radio, Pastor Jack now continues his series called 1 Corinthians with a message titled Worlds in Collision. Now, 1 Corinthians was written by the Apostle Paul to the Church of God in Corinth, and it's a study on how to stay true to the gospel message of Jesus Christ. You see, Bible history has recorded some epic battles, battles between brothers, battles between kings, and so on. But when faith collides with unbelief, well, it's a battle for our souls. So today, Pastor Jack teaches that the world is in constant battle for our minds and for our hearts, but only Jesus offers us a life of peace. Now, with his message called Worlds in Collision, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 12 to 16, where we left off last time, Paul is teaching to the church at Corinth, Greece. And as you know by now, as we've been going through this study, and as you know, in history, Greece and the Greeks were big on philosophy, big on thinking, big on, quote, wisdom, but they had the wisdom of the world and not the wisdom of God. And so Paul has been pointing out that the wisdom of God is something completely different than the wisdom of the world. The knowledge of God is completely different than the knowledge of this world. And listen, for that matter, the very existence of a believer is something altogether different than the existence of a non-believer. In fact, the title of the message this morning is Worlds in Collision. I want you to write that down because that is more true in your life than you think. Worlds in Collision. What is that all about? What could that possibly mean? 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12. Follow along with me. Paul says there, now we have received, past tense, not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. These things we also speak, not in words which men's wisdom teaches, but, note the contrast here over and over again, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Verse 14. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by no one. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Did you hear or did you get the comparative language that Paul is bringing forth to them? There is this and there is the other. There is the presence of God and there's the presence of man. There is the wisdom of God and there is the earthly, fleshly wisdom of this world. And he teaches by contrast, which is very powerful. We think about history. History has recorded for us an epic battle from the very, very beginning. The Bible tells us regarding battles, period. In fact, if you think about all battles. I'm talking about battles in your own home to battles of nations. James tells us in James 4 verse 1, where do wars and fights come from among you? Do they not come from your desires for pleasure that war in your members? That is, your body is demanding attention. You want to be up front. You want to be the mouth, or you want to be the center of the photograph. You want to be the one with the biggest banner or the loudest bullhorn. Paul says, or James says, that comes from the flesh. Verse 2, he says, you lust and you do not have. You murder and you covet and cannot obtain. You fight and war, yet you do not have, watch this, because you do not ask. That's an interesting statement because Paul is saying, all the stuff that your flesh is pursuing after, you're pursuing it after in a worldly sense to obtain some sort of meaning, power, control, existence. But he ends that verse 2 by saying, listen, all the things that your members of your body are pursuing after, God will give you in a holy manner if you'll just ask him. But when you don't consult God, when you don't go after the Lord and wait on him and pursue him, guess what you're going to do? You're going to do everything you can to bring about what you want to do through fleshly manipulation. Don't ever underestimate a man's ability to do something that God does not want to do. And that's a dangerous thing. Do you want something so bad in your life that you're going to do it? In fact, the worldly wisdom out there says that if you just grab yourself, pull yourself up, put your boots on, and make it happen. Guess what? In this world, you can make it happen. That's a very scary thing. Having something happen in your life that you are pursuing doesn't mean it's from God. The tragic thing, when it's done in spiritual context, it destroys eventually a lot of people's lives. But worlds in collision is a very important thing. And so, as I said, history has recorded for us an epic battle. And I wrote down a couple of those battles. An epic battle was Cain and Abel. Wisdom, one of the world and one of God. What about Jacob and Esau? Epic battle. What about Joseph and his brothers? Epic battles. One of the most famous epic battles of all time was the personal battle between King Saul and really, truly King David. Epic battles. Worlds in collision. A spiritual life warring against the physical world that you and I live in. And as Christians, you and I are in both camps. We live in this world, but we're not of the world, says the Bible. And now that we've been born again, we are of a new creation in Christ. We have the Spirit of God living in us, as we'll see this morning. So church, as we look at worlds in collision, let's learn this from verse 12, jot it down. When worlds are in collision, it happens this way. When faith hits unbelief. Will you mark that down? This is a big deal in our lives. When faith hits unbelief, something is going to happen. And the first thing that happens is this. Faith is able to receive. Mark that down. When faith hits unbelief, what's the difference? Unbelief is unable to receive. Faith is able to receive. Receive from God. Because watch this. Unbelief constantly receives from this world. Unbelief. Unbelief, without you even knowing about it, unbelief is being strengthened in its unbelief by the pulpit of the media, by the pulpit of the print, by the pulpit of the culture. If you want to be an unbeliever today, or if you want to be filled with doubt, there's a lot of food for your thought. And whatever you feed on is going to feed that thing. And if you're an unbeliever today, watch this. At some point in time when we were unbelieving in God, we surrounded ourselves, and this is why it's comical for the believer. I mean, I'm trying to be respectful right now. But for the believer now to talk to an unbeliever is all excited about surrounding their lives with comments and opinions that back up their unbelief. And you say to me, oh, but Pastor, Christian, you do the same thing. You surround yourself with stuff that leads to more and more belief. But watch this. The difference between you and me is that you are bent on putting a world around you that you can control. You control the data. You control the input. You choose to read things that will not alarm you. The Christian has come through a great life of being born, as it were, in a struggle of coming out of unbelief to belief. And it's all based upon what you receive. As a Christian, I want to receive truth. But in your unbelief, you're going to say to me, but, you're pursuing it this way, or you're doing it that way, or you're doing, listen, you can't judge me and I can't judge you. You and I do not have that authority. But what I can tell you is this. A believer is the last person on the planet who wants to be deceived. A believer wants to know all that there is to believe. An unbeliever lives in a very narrow world and has to control that world. Why? Because it is a world that cannot receive from the outside. It has to be very carefully manipulated. Look at the press these days. It has to control the media and what you hear because it's terrified of the truth. It's pretty amazing. So when he says in verse 12, now we have received, you don't have to be a Greek scholar to figure it out. It's even there in the English. It's past tense. You've already received, if you're a Christian, not the spirit of the world. You had that once before. That's now gone. You have now received the Spirit who is from God. And notice in your Bible, it's capital S. It's the Holy Spirit. Being able to receive, Paul is arguing here that to truly receive a gift, because you can't receive a gift without determining to receive it, it must be clearly understood what a gift is. And that's the world system that we've been talking about out there. It constantly offers you things. Church, listen, the world is constantly offering you things all the time. Doesn't it do that? Hey, you can have this. You can have this. You know what? I saw it this morning. If I call in right now, 1-800 blah, 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 and I order this little organizer for my house, it's $19.95 if I act now. But wait, there's more. And have you listened that by the end, have you ever done this? I've done this one time and I vowed never to do it again. There's something I wanted. It was a World War II DVD series. And if you, the World War II DVD series, and it's $60, but wait, it's $20 if you call now. But wait, you'll get two, but wait, it's $5 now for 400 volumes. And it's like, what? And you call, and I got it. Oh, I got it. I got the DVDs. And I also got years of phone calls and mail and everybody wanted me to sell everything. How'd you get my number? Didn't you order something from Time Life? Yeah, 2 years ago, for crying out loud. I'll never do that again. It was a trap. Why? The world says, you want this? Do you want it? Yeah, how much is it? For you, brother? It's only $2.99 right now. If you call in now. Hey, let me tell you something. They can give it to you for free. There's strings attached. The world says, oh, come on. Just, you know what? I'm in a good mood. And you're my brother. You know, if you're, I tell you, for you, my friend, you can have it for free. Ain't gonna happen.
You're listening to Real Life with Pastor Jack Hibbs. You know, to hear more episodes and maybe catch up in the series, just go to jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. And for now, let's get back to our teaching. Once again, here's Pastor Jack.
The world offers cannot produce. What the world offers, it will tax you to death. It will pull you down. But what God says is, nope, what I give freely, and you pay nothing for it. And therein is with the struggle. Because unbelief says, I'm not going to receive that. Listen, if you're an unbeliever today, let's be honest. One of the reasons why you're not a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ is because you've heard what the gospel's all about, and you are insulted by that. You're insulted that he offers it to you freely because it implies and it's demanded that you take it. You've got to take it and thank him for it. And a stubborn worldly heart will say, no, I'll do it my way. The gospel is an offense to the proud because it requires the reception of a gift. Faith is able to receive. Do you have faith in God? Are you able to trust him? Then you'll be able to receive from him. When you and I do not receive from the Lord, it's because we are not trusting him. None of the things that the world offers is a gift, no matter how it's wrapped. The world gives nothing away. Everything that it offers has a string attached to it. But look, it's the work and the ministry and the life of the Holy Spirit that Paul is talking about. And that makes, by the way, him our greatest advocate. Did you know that? The Holy Spirit? I'm not going to mean any disrespect by this, by no means. Keep this in mind. Jesus Christ came to earth and suffered as no will ever suffer or ever has suffered. And in 33 1/4 years, he went back to heaven where he came from. And for the last 2,000 years, the Holy Spirit has been here since Jesus left. The Holy Spirit is here now. He's in you who believe. He's in me. And the Bible says he's everywhere. Psalm 139 says he's everywhere, the Holy Spirit. And so I want you to think about that for a moment. His work is powerful in your life. And that's what and whom Paul is talking about. God, the Holy Spirit. Now mark this down. 2 Corinthians 3:17. 2 Corinthians 3:17 says our life with God is a liberated life. And that comes by the Holy Spirit. Now the Lord is the Spirit. Listen, anybody in here struggle with the Trinity? Listen to this message this morning. The Lord is that or the Spirit, capital S, Holy Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. He's the liberating Spirit. The Holy Spirit in your life liberates you. And listen, today, I'll be straight to the point. If you are envious, if you are contentious, if you are involved in sinful living, you are not liberated by the Holy Spirit. You can be a Christian and be in bondage, and you've grieved the Holy Spirit. But he's the great liberator. Isn't it interesting that the U.S. Army and Army Air Corps and Marines and everybody went into Europe 60 years ago to liberate Europe? How did that happen? The United States invaded Europe to liberate Europe from Adolf Hitler. The invasion of the Spirit of America, as it were, freedom, liberated nations. Think of the Holy Spirit. He comes into a life as an invading force, and he takes over in the life of that person who says, Jesus, come into my life and be my Savior, be my Lord. And when you bow your heart to Christ, the Holy Spirit moves in, and he liberates you. That is an awesome thing. And that's why a Christian today who's living in sin is living a life like a bird with its wings clipped. Oh, he's a bird, all right. And he's in the flock, but he can't fly. Oh, you're going to heaven, but you're miserable. Listen, by faith, you need to receive again the power, the working of the Holy Spirit in your life. Not only that, he's personal. John 20, 21. I've shared this with you before. I like sharing this. It's a great question over a coffee table someday is this. When was the first person born again? Don't you love that? If you have to be born again, when was the first time the believers were born again? The Bible answers that. It's personal. And it comes by the Holy Spirit in John chapter 20, verse 21. And Jesus said to them, that is the 12, peace to you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, what? Receive the Holy Spirit. And that was the first event of believers being born again. He moved inside of them to never leave. Faith is able to receive. And all of these things that God gives, they are a gift. I'm thinking right now about a gift, and you think about the dependence that you and I have on a gift. You say, what do you mean by that? I'm my own man. I made it all my way. Nobody gave me nothing. Oh, let me tell you something. Boy, I tell you, don't be so shallow, because what you have is only the tip of the iceberg. The truth of the matter is God has given you life. And by his generosity, by his gift, you're breathing right now. He can go like this and seal off your airway. He could do that if he wanted to. Think about that for a moment. It's all a gift. Listen, are you a man of unbelief right now? Everything that you have that is meaningful has been gifted to you. Don't fall for the trick that what you have physically in this world is what dictates the meaning of your life. You've been tricked. Love, relationship, health, forgiveness, air, food, God gives. Amazing. He's so good. Ephesians 2 verse 8 says, for by grace, the gift of God, you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. Nobody can walk around and say, I saved myself. I don't need God to save me. I'll do it to myself. You're lost. Also this, when faith hits unbelief, faith is able to know. Faith is able to know. He says in verse 12, but we might know the things. Note the definite article before things. The things of the utmost value, the ultimate things, the spiritual knowledge of the Holy One of God. That's what he's talking about. The spiritual knowledge of God. Christian, you and I, our greatest pursuits are to pursue the things of God. Are you guys awake right now? Yes. What are you pursuing? What are we longing for? Faith is able to know. It's able to receive. And because it's able to receive, now faith is truly the vehicle by which we know things. That's a wonderful thing to consider. And it really is involving in every aspect of our lives. Are you an evolutionist or an atheist? Did you know your life is a living contradiction. Because, for example, let's say you're an evolutionist and you grab your pickaxe and your shovel and your brush and you go dig around in the hills with hopes or faith that you're going to find something. And when you find that thing, you begin to speculate, oh my goodness, this has got to be an ancient human tooth. It's got to be 40 billion years old. And then you later find out that it's a pig tooth that's about 2 weeks old. And you're very disappointed. That's not knowledge. To know God, He has engineered it this way, that you come to Him by faith. That's the vehicle you drive in. How do I get to know God? You drive to Him in faith. And you say, that's ridiculous. No, but everybody practices faith in something. You see, but when you get to the end of your pursuit, what do you have versus what I have? I have God on the other end. And you have a two-week-old pig tooth. And you go search and search and search. And you're still lonely and empty inside because you know that you don't know what could be known. Our God is not some sort of an agnostic God, that He is a God that exists. He's not the God of the deist. Well, He's out there somewhere. He's the great creator, but He won't let us get near Him. That's not what my Bible says. No, it's a relationship with the Holy One of God. 1 Corinthians 6:19. He says, do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit? Look at this. Look at your body. Look at your body. What does that word body mean? Slap it. Your body. This is amazing. Do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? For you were bought at a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. You belong to God. What's on your body? Do you have a ring on your body? Belongs to God. You got clothes on? Please. Belongs to God. Your skin belongs to God. Your kidney belongs to God. Everything on you belongs to God. Your Bible belongs to God. Are you going to go home today? You're going to go to your house, apartment? Belongs to God. You have a wallet in your pocket? Belongs to God. Don't go there, Pastor. You have kids? They belong to God. You got a bicycle? They belong to God. You have a boat? It belongs to God. It's His. Amen. Everything's His. This building belongs to God. Everybody in it belongs to God. And the person here today said, I don't believe in God. You belong to Him anyway. Now, the outcome is going to be horrible for you, but you will stand before your Maker and give an account. I suggest you change your mind now. Amen. Okay? It's going to be hot today. It's going to be cooler than it was yesterday. But for the Christian man, this is hot as it gets. Fall is coming. And for the believer, even on the hottest day, we could say, you know what? Things could change any second. Rapture could come. But we're not going to hell. We're not going to hell because He's given us a gift. And you know what? By the grace of God, we've received that gift. And now we know that God is good. It's also an identification. The Holy Spirit is not only holy, and He makes our lives holy, dedicated unto Him, but He is our identification. Man, I hope you can relate to what I'm talking about right now. But when we relate to one another, there is a Christian, and I want to be careful how I say this, there is a deep inside Christian bond that goes on with believers when they get to know one another. It's not wimpy, it's not mamby-pamby, it's not pretend, it's for real. I like to put it this way, it's practical. And in 1 Corinthians 12:13, this is the reason why. For by one Spirit, we were all baptized into one body. He's talking to believers. Whether you're a Jew or you're a Greek, whether slave or free, He's talking to the believers. Jews who come to Jesus. Greeks, non-believers, non-Jews, who become believers. A slave man, a free man. We've all been made to drink into one Spirit. Isn't that amazing? That's awesome. He's talking to the believer. Also this, listen, when faith hits unbelief and there's this great collision of these two worlds of belief and unbelief, faith is able to rejoice. Rejoice in the midst of everything. Faith. He says there, the things that have been freely given to us by God. Church, get ready. Are you guys awake? Get ready. Write these verses down. We're going to go fly through these verses. Faith is able to receive. Yes. Faith is able to know. And faith causes us to be able to rejoice.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Life Radio with his message called Worlds in Collision. We sure appreciate you being here today. You know, this message is part of Pastor Jack's series called 1 Corinthians. It's a series on the Corinthian church and the Apostle Paul's bold call for purity. and we'll continue on the next edition of Real Life Radio.
Hey, this is Jack Hibbs here, and I want to encourage you to get our brand new book, Living in the Days of Deception. This book is specifically written to help you and I navigate these very deceptive times. Here's a special offer. Yes, it is available wherever books are sold. However, right here at jackhibbs.com, if you order it here with us, you will get and only get right here 4 video teachings where I address certain aspects of the book with you personally. And so we look forward to you getting your own copy, Living in the Days of Deception, right here at jackhibbs.com, and you can get the 4 exclusive bonus teachings as well.
Living in the Days of Deception by Jack Hibbs is available for a gift of any amount at jackhibbs.com/days. That's D-A-Z-E, days. Once again, jackhibbs.com/D-A-Z-E. This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Life Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time here on Real Life Radio.